Call the meeting to order, start with a salute to the flag.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Open the floor for public comment?
None at this time.
None at this time, okay. Entertain a motion to approve the April annual meeting minutes.
Make a motion.
Motion by Guy.
Second.
Second by Rich. Questions, deletions, alterations on the annual meeting? All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion's carried. Entertain a motion to approve the April 2023 board meeting minutes.
Make a motion.
Motion by Rich.
Second.
Second by Charlie. Questions, deletions, alterations? All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion's carried. Entertain a motion to approve the treasurer's report for April.
So I have one question on that.
Mm-hmm.
On bill 362, the Napa bill, it's showing that we have a...
These are in the bills?
Yeah.
Oh.
It's showing that we have a past due balance, and we're not, it wasn't paid in this bill either. I don't know if we can, it was about two-thirds of the way down.
Yeah, it is there.
I don't know if we can clarify that up before the end of the year.
Yeah, I can call on it.
We know what it's for?
I don't. We're all looking at it.
It's showing us a 90-day past due.
For $4.99.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, I'll call tomorrow.
Just so we clean it up before, for the end of the year, so we're clean.
Yeah. Previous balance, it's, well, could be from last, we don't know how far back it goes.
Right.
Okay. Misty, if you could check that out, that'd be good. Any other questions on the treasurer's report?
I'll make a motion to approve it.
Motion by Rich.
Second.
Second by Guy. Any other questions? All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion's carried. Any correspondence? Nothing, okay. Old business, playground quotes.
Okay, so in your package, you'll see that I put a bunch of playground stuff. I reached out to three companies, only two companies returned bids to me. You'll see Little Tykes and Hags are the two companies. They're both actually owned by the same company, Great Lake Recreation. You'll see that we got two options from Hags and one from Little Tykes. Little Tykes came in at like $40,000 for the printout that you'll see on there. It also charges a lot for shipping, and it's 30 weeks out.
So this is Little Tykes, right?
No, Little Tykes is the other one. That's Hags.
This one.
Oh, okay.
Hags has two, all right. And then Little Tykes has one.
Okay, I got it.
Because Little Tykes didn't have a ton of options within our price range, so I stuck within the budget.
Mm-hmm.
And they pretty much came up with this little package, which with shipping and everything came to $40,000.
Mm-hmm.
That one, however, is 30 weeks out, so okay. We wouldn't even get a playground this year. So I moved on to the Hags options, and I had them send me, you know, a couple different options within our price range. We also were sticking with the easier things that Pete and Tom can install.
Mm-hmm.
Because we can't afford installation, it's more than half our budget. So it has to be items that we can do ourselves, or we're really limiting ourselves to what we can get.
Mm-hmm.
So I asked them to send me this option. So you look at number one, it's got some items. And then you have number two that has items. Overall, I took some items from number one and two and created, based on our budget, the one that's starred. You'll see a third packet in there of the actual chosen items. And each of them I did put a price on based on the option one and two. There's a 10-week lead time on this company, so at least we could possibly see a playground this fall. Based on the items that I chose, you'll see that the one big unit here, and also on the back is a diagram. Pete and I went down and we laid everything out with what's staying, what's leaving, and where these things are gonna take and be placed. So we did kind of do a lot of work on this option. Swing sets are just terrible. I can't even believe how expensive a swing set is and swings. So just to know, I can't believe how expensive they are. But anyway, both options had a swing set, so we obviously took a swing set with the seats, the cradle seats with two kiddie ones and then two regular ones. You'll see that the mini Armis, which is your first one here on the picture, that's $14,980. And then you have your specs with it. And then you'll have another house unit type thing that kids, and we geared it toward just, 3 to 5 year olds type thing. We did not go older kids at all. There is still gonna be that jungle gym down there that's in good shape. We're probably gonna paint it up. If a brother or sister come with their 6-year-old and they're 7 or 8, they can still play on those type of things, because that's staying. And then you'll see the next item for the $9,560 is a cute little playhouse. And obviously the last one is your swing set stuff. So it's like, the total of the package came to $46,280, which is just under our budget, but we also had to put in, I'm sorry, it came to $45,280. We had comments from the public that they wanted a fence on the Quantumeek side. So Pete and I priced that out, 100-foot fence attaching to the other one, as you see in the diagram, is gonna be approximately $800 to $1,000.
Well, it can't attach to it though.
Well, go around that corner.
No, we have to leave an opening for the sidewalk that's coming through.
That's fine. Then it won't need to actually be 100.
It won't be just attached.
Okay, so I'll just tell Pete we can't attach, but we'll go on the Quantumeek side. Right. So it may only be like 800.
Oh yeah, I mean, you're only cutting off like 4 feet.
Yeah, right. Yeah, it's not.
I just want to make sure you know it can't be attached.
All right, I'll let Pete know that, because we did not know that.
Yeah.
At any rate, it'll go from the corner to corner, down the Quantumeek side, and it's between $800 and $1,000. So I went with the high end, of course, $1,000, just to be safe. And that comes to $46,280, leaving us a little room for the ASTM guidelines. Say we have to have a foot of wood chips, and then Pete will need some concrete and maybe a few other little things with install. But overall, we can stay within the $50,000 budget. Shipping is already included in this package. So, and this is 10 weeks out. So I would like to ask that you guys approve this package so I can get a move on with the playground.
What's the weight limit on the seat, on the swings?
Let's see.
I don't see it on here. I would be, I mean, I'm fine with it, but I'm concerned about the weight limit, because a lot of times when the kids are on the toddlers are on the swings, mom's on the one next to them.
Generally, they're okay. I don't know what these little things mean down here. I can't see them, so maybe that's what one of them means. There's a whole bunch of diagrams down here, but I can ask that.
Yeah, I mean, the concern is the bar across the top. If there's too much weight, it's going to bend, or, you know, so. But
steel pros.
I mean, it looks like a nice group of stuff, I think.
I mean, yeah, they're nice. Can't believe how expensive things are, but
yeah, well, everything's
expensive. Who knew, right? That's about what we can handle in our price range. Oh, there's much more. I mean, I've looked through catalogs upon catalogs and went back and forth with a lot of things for over a month. This is what I've come up with.
So Missy, it's the Amyris?
I'm sorry?
It's the Amyris?
Amyris.
Amyris? Yeah, it's the packet that everything in this.
I know, but there's more than that. The Zealous?
Yeah, it's all three books.
Yeah.
The Zealous, yeah.
The Kellis.
So that's the.
Is it the Kellis too?
No, it's not the Zealous. It's the Kellis.
Each one's a different thing.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
I put them in order how I have them to you. Yeah.
So it's all three of these things.
And the swing set. And then this packet.
And the Zealous.
So where are the stuff from?
So new, and new.
And the swing, where's the swing?
Right up there.
See that,
corner.
The big item, which is the first item on there, that's going in the corner over here, toward the corner.
Oh, no.
And we're keeping that little other playhouse thing that's to the far right. That's in fairly good condition. And then the other two new units are going, another one in this corner and the one in the middle, sort of like where the seesaw is that's coming out. So for spacing, the playground, the swing set'll go where it is now. And that apparatus that looks like a jungle gym type thing, that's gonna stay where it is as well.
Monkey bars.
So within the 48 by 48 in that square, that's where the three new things are gonna go, and we're gonna keep that other thing. Plus there's a little step thing, like a little black thing that has steps. That's in really good condition too. We're not gonna move that at all. That's gonna stay.
That's the four black dots.
Yeah, that you kind of walk on. Yeah, those are good. I walked them myself, and if it can handle me, it can handle kids. So yeah, there was two items that we chose to keep, and then just add these three new ones, and this space will have a pretty.
I think the benches are
still in really good condition. I mean,
I think these are good pieces because they're high quality.
That's what they say.
They're not really like the plastic stuff that, at least it doesn't seem like they are.
Right, so I'm hoping they last longer than the plastic little tight stuff that broke all the time.
Yeah.
I mean, I can't vouch for it. I don't have any of Hag's equipment, but he said that, I think it's probably gonna fade just as fast as little tykes did, but I don't know. I don't have any of those answers, and I don't think anybody's gonna have those answers. That was one I was wondering. It's more of a wood type playground than how fast. It's really pretty colors. I mean, I didn't print it all out in color, and I was like, oh, that's going to look really cool. But how long are the colors going to stay bright and cheery?
Yeah, but if it's wood, you could paint it too.
And perhaps if we get paint that, it's not. It's kid-proof, right? Right, Rich? Some kind of kid-proof paint? I do need your opinion on that because we do want to paint the jungle gym. That one that's staying. With some kind of paint that's gonna work, because it'll look nice and fresh like all the rest of the nice new equipment. So what do you guys think?
I think it looks good.
I like it.
Yeah.
Did a good job.
Well, thank you.
Any questions, discussion on this? So it's the Hags.
No. So if we vote on this today, and you've ordered it,
I'm gonna order it ASAP to be on the app.
So 10 weeks.
They say 10 weeks lead time. So I'm hoping for the fall.
It's still in July.
I know, I'm hoping for the fall to have that new playground. I mean, the boys got to put it in. That might be a work party. Because it's not looking too easy, but we can't afford the installation. It's half of our budget. It's 15, 20 grand just for the $40,000 order.
Does it come assembled, or does somebody have to put it together?
We have to put it together.
Yeah.
We were looking at some of the hours that it says for each of the units, 26 hours. Pete's like, oh my God. I go, don't worry, Pete, don't panic. Maybe some of the other guys will help you. We'll have a work party.
Are we hiring someone in the summer, a third person?
We do have to talk about that tonight, too. I forgot about that on the agenda. We have to talk about summer help, but.
It's budgeted for.
I mean, I've never purchased from this company, but I did put in two playgrounds up at DPS and they turned out pretty well, but I'm hoping this is good quality. That's all I can go by is what they said. It looked pretty. And it's in our price range.
Entertain a motion to approve the Hags quote, H-A-G-S.
I'll make a motion.
Motion by Guy.
I'll second.
Second by Charlie. Any other questions? All in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Well, any opposed? Motion's carried.
All right, I'll get right on that.
Next item, property maintenance concerns from Westbrook Drive.
Okay, that's also myself. I received numerous phone calls regarding a property on Westbrook Drive. And wants to know, actually someone was supposed to show up today to put in their complaints, but obviously they didn't. I told them they're more than welcome to come to the board meeting. I know we all know which property we're talking about, right?
One.
Two.
Two.
Three? Yeah. We're not sure what's really going on over there. We think it's a hoarding situation, and I know we've been down this road before, but the residents want to know why we're not doing anything about it.
Is it hoarding outside? Is it keeping stuff outside? Or is it just you can see stuff on the porch?
Everywhere.
And it's outside?
Mm-hmm.
So right, I don't think we got anything on the inside, you know, hoarding on the inside.
Yeah, they're mostly talking about the outside. Although we already know what the inside looks like. Yeah. You know, and I don't like speaking about anybody, so apparently it's, you know, total yard mess, just stuff. Cars, trucks, everything's full. And most people are actually concerned about her living situation, really. I mean, a couple of them were like, I don't know how we can let her go on like that. I mean, I don't know what... how we have any control over it. They say we have control over property maintenance, but very vague rules over property maintenance. We can't do much, right?
If there are unregistered vehicles out?
No, but it's mostly stuff.
Yeah. Just like what, like furniture or?
Not even that, it's a lot of planting. She does those flower bouquets that she sells, so it's a lot of plants and flower pots. And
no, I explained that at one point we were able to send her a warning on not blocking the front door.
Yeah.
Because that was a fire hazard. But that was about all we can...
She's got something blocking the entrance to her door?
To her house, yeah.
Oh, she getting it like through the back somewhere or something?
I think she just meanders through. We were there for a fire call. Turned out not to actually be a working fire. Right. She had a grill on the porch and... There's so much clutter there on that front porch that had the house been on fire, I don't know how we would have got it.
Is she of an age where the aging people at the county would take a look? Stop by?
Yeah, I'm not sure.
I can make the referral, but I mean, she talks.
All I'm doing is putting it on record that I brought it to the board like I was asked, because there's been numerous complaints. I don't know what you guys can do about it.
I think there's something that the board could do. I know we lost Tracy, but I think there's something that we can look at that for property maintenance. There is something in the village where I don't even know how you could attack this situation. Because we don't have a code enforcement person now. And you and I, Missy, talked in the past. I don't know how you start the procedure, the protocol, to address this problem with
right,
this
I
person.
Right, I know you said that issue tickets, but without getting the rule, from what I recall, is... they do need to get several warnings from code enforcement violations before we can even move on with citations. so.
Usually, I'll take a look and see what there is in the code, you know, the box code and what we've done recently. I don't think what we've done recently has much. I'll take a look and see what's there.
Do we have something in a village ordinance?
Yes.
The state code.
No, there's something.
Pretty vague on this.
Years ago, I think the village passed something as far as property maintenance.
We did property maintenance.
Yes, yeah.
It doesn't cover anything about hoarding, though.
It's not a question of hoarding. It's a question of.
General condition.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Okay, yeah, I guess you could look at it that way.
It is.
Maybe look at what's there and see where, I mean, but on the other hand, I do think this person needs some help.
That's harder.
Well, there's no difference between what her property looks like and unregistered vehicles, on and on and on, where, and I don't know if Kevin could help us.
87.4.
87-4.
I'm not sure if Kevin can help us as the building inspector.
Well, he would have to issue the citations.
Well, I know that, but we don't have anybody to do that right now.
Right, we're working on that.
Well, and she's not working on the property either. I mean, it's just getting worse and worse. And it's not fair to the guy, the highway crew, to pick up stuff that is pretty much not allowed to be picked up, you know.
Being organized.
On Mondays, on the leaf control thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they have helped a lot, and they've went above and beyond.
Oh, yeah, yeah, exactly.
I mean.
Yeah, I talked to.
And nicely, when she called the other day, I did tell her, you know, they cannot pick up all your plastic pots and all that that are filled in the brown bags. That's not what leaf pickup day is about. And we had a little talk, and she was like, well, it's yard waste. And I said, well, it's not exactly yard waste when it's full of dirt and stones, and they have to come over with the backhoe to lift up all your bags. I said, there's a pile out back that you could bring.
Yeah, and she's bringing it in from someplace else. It's not her yard that stuff originated.
Well, the dead plants and things like that, they're her plants.
Right, but she brought them in. They weren't planted there.
At any rate, I brought it up. You guys can review it and see how you're gonna proceed at some point.
Maybe you can check it out, because we don't, like I said, we don't have, we lost Tracy.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll have to move to get somebody back on board here pretty quick.
Could we use the town to start the ball rolling? I mean, as far as.
Dave won't do anything.
We have shared services with codes.
Kevin can. I mean, he holds the same qualification.
Kevin can do this, and until we get somebody else, I mean, he has the authority to enforce this. We can ask him to do it, that's all. I'll give him a call.
Okay.
And there's a process laid out where eventually we could have a public hearing to determine whether the conditions are a public nuisance, which I think most people would, from what I'm hearing from Missy, would probably substantiate that. So it would allow us to actually take an action of cleaning it up. We would.
Like everybody pitching in and helping her? Well, that's not a bad idea.
Well, I'm not sure that you'd call it that, but I think.
Yeah, I wouldn't go that way.
I think it would be, you know.
It's her responsibility.
The village would potentially do the work, and then we would charge her.
Charge her back.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
But that's, you know, that's several steps.
Several steps down.
From where we are right now.
Okay.
All right, so we'll set up something, maybe Dave, we can get together with.
I'll take a look at 87-4.
Get together with Kevin.
Okay.
He'll call for.
Get things moving on it. Anything else on that?
No.
All right. New business, paint recycling.
That's Charlie's paper that we have in there. Charlie, you want to?
Yeah, we had a Nisswanga meeting. last week. And Nassau and Castleton are the only last two municipalities that kind of agreed on this pain care product. What it basically says is that residents, at least for us, Nassau, we can bring pain products in the June timeframe for the village cleanup and in October. And they have to have labels. They have to be with lids on them, pretty much. And then, with the cooperation of Steventown, we can, with Pete and Tom, and give an advance notice, we can bring whatever the residents drop off that are acceptable and bring them over to Steventown. And we can do that where we don't have to wait once a year, or I think next year, Scatacoke is the household hazardous waste.
So then we can collect this?
We can collect this.
At all year round and then just deliver?
No, we can collect it in June and in October.
Okay, and then just bring it to, there's a recycling facility in Steventown?
They will, or Swama will, or Matt will provide containers. Like we do during the normal household hazardous waste yearly program. And then we just notify Steventown that we're gonna bring X amount of containers over to them, and then they will make arrangements to dispose of it.
I mean, we just poured it all in drums last time, didn't we?
That was just the antifreeze and oil. This is just paint products.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, are there, you know, I'm reading this, it looks like there's fees. There's limits on how much you can bring in one visit. Does that affect us, or is this?
The fees? No, I mean, if there's, whether it be 5 gallons or 50 gallons, or 50 separate containers, it's all going, it can be accepted here, as long as it's got labels and they're capped. And then we have, like I say, we have to make arrangements with Steventown.
So the fee is already taken care of based on us being a part of the authority?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
So we don't charge the residents these fees for bringing
them?
Okay. And there's no limit? So someone could come in with 50, half, you know, 5 gallon things of paint?
No, there's
no limit?
No, there's no limit.
As long as they're capped and tagged.
That's right. Yeah, they have to have a label on it, and it has to be capped, whether it be oil or latex. Those are really the only two areas of concern.
Well, it's going to be convenient. Good.
I've also, in addition to this, I've also contacted Matt on the electronics that have been here since last year. I guess the new way of doing business is that they are going to provide Nassau, like the other municipalities, with these 4x4 on pallet containers, where the electronics are put in, and then they'll go to they'll be picked up by Sienna, it's down in Albany, for the electronics. I've also contacted Matt on the huge amount of batteries. He says it could be expensive. I sent him pictures when I was here a couple of days ago of the tires and the batteries, and he's working on the batteries. I mean, there's got to be, well over 25 5-gallon pails of batteries.
Yeah, because they never pick them up.
Plus, plus two garbage containers of batteries.
Yeah.
So Matt's working on that. He was a little concerned about about the quantity and also the tires. Apparently, Pete told me that they'll pick up the tires also. So I've taken pictures of the batteries, the tires. And I took pictures of the electronics that have been here for since last year. He thought they were already picked up, but I told him no. Mm-mm. So he's aware of those three situations, and he wanted me to bring attention to what's coming up for us next month and in October with the paint.
Okay.
So I've asked Missy to kind of decipher and put it on the website, because I know there was a lot of people concerned about, you know, if they can bring the paint products.
Yeah, I think page one is a nice page to put out there.
And with the paint, we're not relying on them to pick it up. We're bringing it to them.
No, we have...
We're bringing it to Steventown.
Right. We're not relying on someone.
Matt told me, you know, if we could bring it over to Steventown, they'll accept it. Okay. So, and Pete already knows the location, so we just got to give him a heads-up notice. That's all.
Okay. Anything else on that? So this is going to be in October, right, you said?
No.
Or this will be in June?
This is going to be...
June cleanup day?
This will be effective for June and for October.
June and October. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, from, I guess... From here on in, it's supposed to, for us anyways.
So for any of our cleanup days,
we're gonna
start collecting paint too?
Yes.
Okay.
Yep.
Do we have to have something to put it in?
No, Matt said that he was gonna provide containers. It's those on household hazardous waste. When that company comes up from New Jersey, they got those big fiberboard containers.
Right.
We'll just put them in there.
Just put the cans in there.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're not opening them and pouring them into anything. We're only going to be taking ones capped and labeled. And then they're going to take on it from there.
The only downside...
I'll put page one on the web page when we put out our cleanup day. Mm-hmm. And
I hope the only downside is that, like people do now, they bring tires over at different times. They bring electronics over at different times. I hope this is an open invitation that people just start dropping paint cans off without notice or anything else. So we definitely have to be careful.
All right. Review air conditioning quotes. So back in October, November, the court put in for a grant, a judicial grant, to replace this air conditioner here for this room, which they were awarded. The grant was for $15,720. So it's 100% grant. There's no match for it. So I solicited quotes from four contractors to replace this and the unit outside, that the cooling evaporator outside there, a condensing unit, and redo all the piping and all that stuff. So we have four quotes in your packet. Colette Mechanical was $15,850. Eckert Mechanical was $11,948. RMB was $15,965, and BPI was $15,685. So, Eckert Mechanical is a low bidder. I did talk to Russell, I know him, and he's confident he's got everything covered, so.
Now I see he's proposing a 3-ton unit. Is that gonna be big enough?
I think that's what it was, though, was a 3-ton.
Because all the other quotes are for 4-ton.
Yeah. Well, I didn't notice that, to be honest with you.
It says it's existing is 4-ton.
Oh, okay.
No, maybe he should go up to the full term. Plus, note that whatever we don't spend, we have to send back.
Yeah.
So, we'll have to cut a check back.
But it's still 100% up to $15,720, so.
Well, maybe if this Eckerd company goes up to the four, he'll be closer to the 15 as well,
yeah,
like
probably.
The rest of them. That's probably why he's cheaper.
Maybe he'd go over, you know, I have no idea what the difference between a 3-ton and a 4-ton
right.
is.
I don't either.
Did you spec it at 4 tons, Beth?
I'd have to read my proposal again. Let me see here. Yeah, because that would disqualify him as far as I'm concerned.
What about BPI?
BPI is fine. They're actually the one that gave us the budget number for it. So I'm confident their number is good.
They must follow the quotes, don't you think?
What's that?
They must follow the bid process and see what you've been approved for.
Well, they gave us the number to put in for the grant.
Oh, okay.
BPI did.
And the other guys gave
it. I mean, that was the way to do it. I mean, I know most of these guys, so I just asked them to put me together a budget, which they, you know, they did at no charge, so.
I dealt with the BPI before.
Mm-hmm.
Because they've had a lot of major contracts at the arsenal. They're very good.
Yeah, they're a good group.
Very good people to work with.
All right, just bear with me a second here. Village. Village.
Well, BPI does have a lot of things that they do not include in their quote, though. Like any all cutting, masonry, painting, patching, carpentry, roofing, drop ceiling work, materials of any kind, like after they take that out, that's not included for them to repair the area. So they're right at the top of the budget, so that might want to keep that.
Well, that was in their thing originally, too. Which is fine. I mean, because I figured Pete would just take out tiles around the unit and along the wall here. Then they'd use the same, because the same, they're going to go through the same holes that were there.
Yeah, as long as I'm just saying, just note that there's a list of.
Yeah, it says furnish and install. Yeah, it asked for a 4-ton system.
All right, so the other one did a 3-ton.
My guess is that's a difference in price.
Right, probably.
Right, because the other three are all within
a couple hundred dollars.
Yeah.
All right.
I was trying to figure out why he was so much. So BPI would be the lowest.
Yep.
4-ton bid.
Yep. All right. So, entertain a motion to go with BPI.
I'll make the motion.
Motion by Charlie.
Second.
Second by Ryan.
Is there a time frame on this, Bob?
Well, I don't know what supplies are like, but that's why I rushed out to get the quotes for tonight's meeting so we could award. And I told him, I'd like to have this done by, you know, the time that it gets hot.
Oh.
You know, so.
All right.
So we'll see what happens. I mean, I'm sure it's gonna be relevant as to how long it takes them to get the equipment. That's why I didn't want to put it off for another month. Any questions?
No.
All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion's carried. I will let Dan know. Okay, next, certified payroll.
Well, actually, I have two more things for new business, sorry.
Okay.
I have summer help.
Oh, yeah, summer help.
Did we determine that we wanted summer help this year? Pete has someone of interest.
Yeah.
All right, so I told him I'd find out tonight. I didn't know the answer. So do we do a resolution that we're gonna hire summer help at that certified rate?
It would be nice. I think we should get two guys. Because we need to paint fire hydrants again, too.
I don't know about that, but... We only have enough for the one in our budget, right, Bob? I don't know, it's up to you guys.
I think we should definitely get one, if Pete's got someone interested.
Yeah, I think we should definitely get one, but I don't know, I think...
Well, Pete's got Kyle's brother, who Kyle did it for years, and Joe wants to do it now. Kyle's off on his, medical college stuff, so... Joe's in college, and he's free for the summer. So he talked to Pete about it the other day. And, it's up to you guys if you want to get two people. I don't have a second interest yet, but we would if we put it out there.
Yeah, I think we should get two, because there's a lot of mowing that needs to be kept up with. And if Pete's going to be dealing with, putting in this stuff...
That's not going to be till late fall, though, and that summer help
will be going by then. Well, it could be the end of July. 10 weeks, right? It's only the beginning of May.
Likely at least August, too.
Perhaps.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
Summer help generally is done third week of August. They usually go back to college. So.
I don't think it hurts to put it out there and see if we get someone
interested. If you want to hire two, then go ahead.
Yeah, I would put out for two. Yeah. Two.
We can put two out. Doesn't mean we have to hire a second one. Let's see if there's someone interested.
Okay, resolution. Anybody got a motion?
Motion to hire two summer help persons.
I'll make the motion.
Motion by Charlie.
Second.
Second by Ryan. Questions?
You mean Rich?
Ryan.
Ryan.
So it's Charlie.
Charlie and Ryan.
Ryan. Okay.
All in favor, signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion's carried.
Okay.
So as far as salary, how did we do that last year?
They're hourly.
Well, yeah, it's established in the certified payroll. It's got summer help. There's a summer help line. It's $15.20 an hour for this year.
Okay.
Okay, and the last thing I have is I want authorization to apply for an Amazon account. As it's been really inconvenient not having an account that you can get just general stuff of. For example, doggy pots. We can only shop with people that we have vouchers from. Well, Granger's one of the companies. Their doggy pot things are $48.10 for 50 bags. Amazon, I can get them 200 bags for $17.84. I just think it's about time we have a general account with somebody that you can get a lot of different things from, rather than always having to go with.
Yeah, but in order to set up an Amazon account, you got to have a debit card.
No, it's just an Amazon, like a Staples Visa thing. Like Staples account is a card.
They don't bill you though.
If you get an Amazon card, they do.
Huh.
It's like an Amazon Visa.
Like an Amazon credit card.
Yeah, for the village.
Yeah.
I mean, Staples account is the same thing. It's a Staples account.
Yeah, but I think Staples is a store account, so we'd have to make sure that the Amazon account card can only be used on Amazon.
Right, but there's a zillion things on Amazon you can get cheaper than some of our other places that we just end up buying at.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, I could purchase them myself and I can be reimbursed, but Wendy doesn't necessarily like the reimbursement part. And she won't pay back a tax that we have to pay. Like, I don't get excused from the tax as a personal person. And she doesn't pay it back either.
Mm.
Debbie's going through that right now. She ended up having to purchase something for court. And she put it for a reimbursement, and Wendy gave it back to her, but excluding the tax that she had to pay. Which is kind of not fair, but I see her point. We're a business, we're not supposed to pay tax.
Yeah, she should give, when she buys it, she should give them a tax exemption.
Not everybody takes one.
There you go.
Like that. Not where Debbie was. She had to order it online from Florida for some emergency thing they needed. And I don't know. It's happened before with the police, too. They ended up having to pay tax. And they don't get reimbursed either, some of those guys. But at any rate, I want to look into it and see. It's just a better place to get different things for us, for us to have our own account.
All right. That's fine.
If possible. Yeah. I don't know if they're even going to let me, but I'd like to look into it. So
you're going to put this, you're going to look into it and get back to us next month?
No, I just want you to authorize me to open it if it's possible.
Yeah, that's fine. I'm good with that. We actually need a motion for that?
Yep.
All right.
I'll make the motion.
Motion by Charlie.
Second it.
Second by Rich. The other R. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Hold on. Anyone have questions? Yeah, questions.
From an internal controls point of view, if this is just like you can buy anything you want at any time, who's authorized to use it?
No, you still have to follow procurement with everything you buy.
Right. I think Missy's the only one that's, the clerk is the only one allowed to use it.
If somebody needs something, they can
just... They have to go to you.
Which everybody does now anyways. Yeah. Everybody contacts me if they want something from Staples or Quills or any kind of office equipment or a chair. They always contact me. Nobody really purchases on their own. Except the guys, they do sometimes go to Home Depot and use the card. Which, that's fine. They should be able to. I don't know much about Home Depot.
Right, but you'll be the
years ago, we had problems with over-abusing the credit cards, but, we're not going to have that. It always just goes through me now.
Okay.
Nobody else touches them.
And Wendy gets a statement, she should be able to compare it back to your...
Absolutely,
the account.
Mm-hmm. Everyone has to follow...
Well, you're going to have to voucher the statements anyway, right?
What?
You'll have to voucher the statements.
Yeah, everything still has to be vouchered so it can be paid.
Right.
But...
All right. Okay. Any other questions? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion's carried. Certified payroll. So you have your payroll. I think I sent this out back at budget time too. So, but the names have been changed to the appropriate people now that the election and everything's over. So, we updated the police officers.
Yeah, add one more. Kalana.
Oh, yeah, Kalana. So is Kalana going back to being chief or is he staying chief?
No, nope. He'll just be a regular officer.
So we're going to add him on the bottom here?
Yep.
At the 1938.
At 1938.
1938, okay.
I'll make a motion to approve the certified payroll with the modification.
Motion by Rich to... approved certified payroll as amended.
Second.
Second by Guy. Questions? All in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion is carried. All right. What else you got? Everybody's got the reports in here. Any questions on any of the reports? Open the floor for public comment before we pay the bills. No? Who?
Just glad to be back.
You're good? All right. Entertain a motion. Pay bills number 3.
Yeah, it's
hold on.
Now, Sue.
Oh.
Yeah, he's asking now if you want to speak.
I have a problem with water that comes up my driveway, it's over the sidewalk. It can be summer with a big rain, or it can be winter with snow, and it's impassable. And I wanted to know if, I was told about a year ago that they were working on a solution.
So your house, you're the third house, your third driveway in, right?
Yeah,
I'd have to look at that. I know where you're...
The second and the first one and the one across, they've all flooded, but mine really floods badly.
Okay, I'll come down and take a look at it. I'm not familiar with that. I know there was some puddling, and I know the first one, it used to be the Smith House, that driveway is totally underwater, which I know is scheduled to be repaired when we do the next project. But I wasn't aware that there were any issues of flooding. I know there was puddling, but I didn't realize it was coming down your driveway.
It doesn't come down the driveway, but from the street, it goes over the sidewalk up onto the driveway. So nobody walking down the sidewalk can get through there.
Okay. All right, I'll come down and take a look at it, and we'll see if it's something Pete and Tom can handle this after, or this, you know, this summer. So.
Okay.
That would be you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. We can get down and look at it.
Yeah, we'll go look.
We'll have to get it after a rain though.
Yeah.
I can see it. Okay, we'll take care of it.
Okay.
One more resolution. Move the $50,000 from general fund to playground fund.
Yep. Entertain a motion to move the you don't know the amount of exactly, was it?
It was $50,000 for the general fund.
Okay.
That we split the money.
Yeah.
Someone in general, someone in the other.
$112,000. There was $56,000
oh, yeah,
something,
right.
Blah blah blah.
Okay, I'll find out the exact number.
Entertain a motion to put the 50% of the ARP money allotted to the general fund into the playgrounds line. Item.
So we're going to do the 50% versus the 50,000.
Yeah, it's 50. It's actually 56,000. I think it was 112,700 and something.
Yeah, so it's 56,000 something.
Yeah, 56.
Okay. I'll look up the exact number, but we'll put down 50% of that money for.
Yeah.
Now.
So 50% of the ARP American
ARPA
money
from general.
From the unexpended fund balance to the
7140.4.
That's the one.
Okay.
All right, so I'll make that motion.
That's Bob.
Second by Guy. Questions? All in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion's carried.
Now we can pay bills.
Let's see. Entertain a motion to pay bills number 345 through number 373 in the amount of $15,236.64 in the general fund and $132.81 in the water fund and $5,469.46 paid outside of abstract.
I'll make the motion.
Motion by Ryan.
Second.
Second by Rich. Questions? Oh, wait, yeah. All in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Dave, you're here.
I'm here. Special guest appearance.
Talk to us before we adjourn.
Yes.
Talk to us about the law with the.
There was a move in the legislature this past year to strengthen or force municipalities to strengthen their code enforcement. And that basically was done legislatively by giving the Secretary of State's office, which kind of has state oversight of that function, that's who runs the standards, to have some more oversight over us, okay? I mean, over everybody. So they sent out a proposed draft local law that they want localities to adopt. We had a conference in here, I think back in November or December, where we went through that local law, that proposed local law, that sort of template local law. What they did was they gave us some areas where we could opt out, including, I think, honey and maple syrup, I think we can opt out. I mean, it's like, it's just so oddly peculiar of all the things that one does, that we can walk away from that and not have anything to do with it. But and I went through, I took all the notes, and then I just never got around to doing it. But I'll have a draft for you next time and sort of highlight for you what's changing out. Basically, what it is, you know, there are certain things that we have to do inspections of. We're adopting the state building code, you know, it's to sort of clarify that they're doing. And we have to file regular reports every year, or our code guy does every year with the Secretary of State's office, which will undoubtedly be down our throats if we're doing something wrong.
Oh, great, we're never going to find someone for codes now.
It's an effort for them to, you know, I mean, you can look at it from two points of view. One is it's an effort to make code things more enforceable, and the other is it's to make us give us less local control. I'll put that together and I'll have a draft next week. Next time you can look at it, see what it says. I don't think we're given much of a choice here, you know what I mean? It's like, sort of,
yeah.
It's not a law that says we can do it, we have to do it, but it's a regulation that says we have to do it. But I'm not sure they have the power by regulation to authorize, tell us to do anything, but I'm not going to arm wrestle with the Secretary of State. You know, it's just not productive. They just figure out a way to do it. That's what's on the horizon. I'll get that out.
Okay. Anything else? Cool. All right. Adjournment's in order.
Make a motion.
Motion by Charlie.
Second.
Second by Ryan. We are adjourned.